Please be seated. It always takes me a moment to recover from that song, so please bear with me. Genesis chapter 1 gives the account of God's creation of everything. How He created the earth to be the abode of man, how He created mankind to serve Him and have fellowship with Him, how He created the stars, the galaxies, to proclaim His glory. Verse 31 of that chapter says, God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. However, we find in the third chapter where God speaks to the man. Then to Adam He said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it, cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That very good creation that God had made was marred and broken because of the sin of mankind, because of our rebellion against Him. And we see the tremendous, terrible effects of it today in all of the horrible things that go on in the world, and especially in our own inhumanity to each other. Yet from the beginning, God promised a Redeemer, one who could crush the serpent's head and save people from their sins. We celebrate that Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was declared to be the Son of God as He was born miraculously, lived a sinless, perfect death, died on the cross to atone for the sins of those who would believe on Him, and rose from the dead to prove the efficacy of His atonement. If you've recognized your sinful condition, if you've agreed with God that you are a sinner, deserving of His wrath, but have come to Him in repentance and faith in what Christ has done on your behalf by dying for your sins, then we welcome you and ask you to join us in communion today. Perhaps you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior. Perhaps you have never heard the gospel before. Or perhaps you're a person who thinks somehow you're good enough and you don't have to worry about your sin. Well, first we thank you for being here. And we appreciate your coming. And our prayer and hope is that today may be the day of salvation for you. But please understand that this communion time is for those who have placed their faith in Christ. And as the elements come to you, if you've not made that commitment to Jesus, then simply pass them by to the next person. Also, if you have any questions about what it means to be a Christian, then please see either me, one of the elders, one of our worship team, or speak with the person that brought you today. We'd love to share with you about what it means to know Christ and to have the hope and promise of eternal life. As the ushers come forward to share the elements, please take a moment to prepare your hearts. If you have any unconfessed sin, bring it to God. Ask His forgiveness. Repent of it. And then freely take the elements as they come. We'll hold them once everyone's served, and then I'll lead us in communion together.